Welcome back to Soulsis, the podcast by women, for women, for our highest evolvement and greatest growth. Here we share raw and relevant conversations, from the soul, from one sis to another. This is a movement back to women supporting women. We're all sisters here. We may come from different walks of life, but we're here to share our stories of success, our strikeouts, and our spiritual practices. If it's your first time listening, welcome to the world of the mystic, the mother, the witch, the wild woman, the girl boss, and the divine feminine. We are all one here, here to acknowledge all of these facets of our inner goddess and to tap into every aspect of ourselves. We're in this together, my sisters, collectively on the spiritual journey back to self. Thanks so much for joining the conversation, and let's get on with the show. Okay, today's topic is something I hold so close to my heart because when I understood this aspect of myself, I found so much more space for self-love and acceptance, and I hadn't even recognized that I'd been rejecting and denying so many different parts of myself until I understood what we're going to talk about today. And today's topic is similar to astrology in the sense that it is a practice that brings you back to yourself. It's very much like a natal chart. It's a system that's going to be based on your unique birth date, time, and location. So make sure to have all of those available. And if you've already listened to my episode on the astrology basics, again, that's something that I visited not being an expert, but just doing my own research for many years and referencing many different astrologers. I read up and listen to stuff on this stuff all the time. So this is yet another tool that's not quite as mainstream just yet, but I swear it's going to be the next thing that people are going to be practicing and actually involving themselves in, because once we understand how we can best optimize our energy and make our decisions and go into fields of work that accommodate our energy type, we are going to be so much more functional. And it is such a healing practice, at least it has been in my experience, which is why I really want to share it with you guys, even though I'm not an expert. And of course, I know that I have said and will continue to manifest that I am going to expand beyond these solo episodes and dive into connecting with some really wonderful, really magnetic women that come from different walks of life. So this could be anything from really understanding the perspective of a CEO in the corporate world, or a, you know, New York Times bestselling author, or an actor, or someone who's in the modeling industry, or someone who's in the metaphysical realm. I'd love to get a specialist on human design on here at some point as well to expand upon what we're going to talk about today. Because again, I'm just coming to you guys with the research that I have, and this is kind of notes free. So we're just going with what I can regurgitate based on the information that I've accumulated over years of, again, really, really recognizing that this practice holds a lot of truth, at least in my experience. And I've really found it to be quite beautiful when I begin to not only understand myself on a deeper level, but those around me that I care about. Because the beauty of human design, just like astrology, is it's a practice of self-love and self-awareness, but it's also not only awareness of your psyche, but all of those around you, and it's the potential in the field around you. And when you can begin to understand the way others operate, especially those that you're close with or, you know, have to be involved with on a regular basis, whether that's by choice or not, it does help you empathize and begin to, sort of look at everything from this fresh new perspective. So it's a really fun, creative way to take a different outlook on yourself and on those around you, and to actually kind of tweak the way that you approach literally everything and every encounter, your relationship with yourself and with the world around you. So let's just dive right in to what we are going to talk about, all things human design. And actually, it's not going to be all things human design because it's super complicated. So we're not even going to dive too deep into the chart. I'm going to give you guys a resource in the show notes. And so look for that link so that you can pull up your chart for yourself and get your free chart online. And I would recommend doing that before we dive in, even though I'm not going to talk so much about what the different connections mean and what the different energy centers mean. But because this stuff is so dense today, we're going to focus on the main design types. So the human design types, there are four main types with one subcategory. And I'm going to to list those now. So the majority of the population is going to fall into one of these first two, which is the main type, and then the one subcategory. So these are generators and manifesting generators. And I'm going to explain what that means in a minute, because I know you're like, okay, these are words, but bear with me. So the first type is generators, with that subcategory of manifesting generators. That next main type is going to be manifestors. This is not to be confused with a manifesting generator, which can be called a manigen too. Lots of different research I've done has interchanged manifesting generator with manigen. So we've got our generators with the subcategory of manifesting generators. Then we have our manifestors. Next, we have projectors, and I'm a projector. So anyone that sees that they're a projector in their chart, I feel you, and I probably know the most about projectors because, again, I am one. And then finally, we have the reflectors, and those are like 1% of the population. And I do like to pull up these charts for friends and family and close people that are into this sort of thing, because, again, I have that free resource that I came across in all of the studying that I had been doing. So it's something that's really cool to just, you know, check out. And I've literally probably done, I want to say like maybe 20, I've probably pulled up like 20 to 30 charts. And I actually have one friend who was in fact a reflector. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. And when you look at a reflector's chart, because again, there's different lines that are connecting the different energy centers on the chart, which you'll see. And then there's a bunch of symbols on the sides that aren't going to make any sense to you right now. And that's okay. We're just focusing on the basics. But they're basically, their chart is like blank, like it's a blank slate, like none of the centers are filled in. So it looks really cool and really different because most of them are super colorful. And we're not going to get too deep into what those different things represent. We're going to focus again on those main types here. So we've got, first and foremost, our generators. So generators make up about 70% of the population. Therefore, if you do not know your time, you are likely in that category just based on the odds. And if you happen to not be a generator, know that, again, because 70% of the population operates from the generator human design, it's really cool to know a lot about generators because you're going to encounter a lot of them in your life. And based on what I have come to learn about human design, I believe that the reason that there are so many generators on our planet is because they are the life force that compels us forward. So when we begin to go a little deeper into human design and look into the energy centers and the chakra kind of system that is showing, you're going to notice that generators and manifesting generators are the only types to have their sacral center defined. And when you look at a chart, the bottom one is the root chakra. So that's going to be at the base of the tailbone or the base of the spine. And it's going to be the square that's right above that. If that is filled in a color, that means you are either a generator or a manifesting generator. So none of the other types have this filled in. They do not provide the energy. They get to experience the energy from the 70% that is the batteries of the system, so to speak. So we could not operate without our generators providing that driving life force for us. And because human design has to do with your aura and how it emanates as well, I believe that the generator and manifesting generator both have an aura that both give and take. So they're constantly pushing out energy into the world, but they're also receiving. And I could be a little confused on how the aura systems work, so do not quote me on the aura, but that is how I visualize it. And that's been an aid for me. I don't want to teach you guys wrong, obviously. And so I'm going to be very transparent that I'm fairly certain that generators and manigens do have an aura that it obviously is going to be giving energy, but I think that they're absorbing as well. And so to understand how a generator best operates, again, from my understanding, is they're going to do the best living a life where they are expressing themselves to their fullest. The whole idea for a generator is to try anything that feels good for them. So it's like every type is going to have a strategy, and their strategy is going to be to respond. So when faced with anything in life, their response is going to elicit an emotional reaction, and that is going to hopefully feel some sense of satisfaction. And the anti-theme, or the not-self theme, which is like when you are completely out of alignment with your energy type, is going to be frustration. So the not self theme for generators is frustration. So they're going to be out of alignment completely when they are facing those feelings of frustration. And the idea that our souls come here with some sort of calling or purpose is something that resonates with me, at least. And the idea for generators is that they have come forth in this experience here and now to explore this world, and they've got the energy for it. So they're here to learn about themselves. They would do really well to decide, like, to respond and be like, you know, I think I want to pick up knitting and try to make a knitting business, or maybe just a knitting hobby. And then maybe in a week or two or a year or two, it doesn't matter the amount of time, they decide it's not for them. That's fine. They can put it down and pick something else back up. If they are trying to get from point A to point B, they can bounce around to, I mean, I guess point A to point Z would be a better way to put it. They could bounce around to every letter in the alphabet before they get from A to Z, and that is perfectly okay. That is still living in alignment with the generator archetype. Because generators are here to build and to create and to experience and to feel. It's all about feeling your way into what feels good. If you are a generator, it's really good to ask yourself a question, not an ultimatum. So it's not like, do you want to go here or here? You want to be like, do you want Thai food for dinner? You know, just one option. Not, do you want Thai? Do you want Italian? Do you want, like, you don't want to give more than one option at a time. Focus on one question at hand and listen to what the gut reaction is. And oftentimes this can be like a noise, like it can just literally like come from like the instinctual nature of the person. So it's like that idea that you're like, oh, like, does Italian sound good? And you're like, you know, like, that's not a word, but like your innate reaction was like, yum, heck yes, absolutely. Or maybe it's, oh no, like, ugh. You know, it's like, those grunty kind of noises, those are very like generator-esque, again, from what I have come to understand. So they are really going to want to respond. And this doesn't go for just like what you want for dinner. This goes to how you respond to all problems and anything in life that you face that is a struggle or an obstacle. And you're going to, as a generator, have a very consistent source of energy, and it does come from that sacral center. So you guys also have to be really careful to like go to bed before you're tired, because you're not going to recognize that you're tired. You can work until you are totally depleted and totally burnt out. And so it's really important to honor your rest as well, because again, you want to go from A to B, B to X, X to W, W to Z, and then back to B. Like, you don't, it's not about getting from A to Z for you. It's about like trying it all, but you do have to honor your rest, which is going to be very similar to the themes for manifesting generators, because they've got the same not self theme and they also have the same strategy. So they're going to have that not self theme of frustration and that strategy to respond. And just like a generator, a manifesting generator being a subcategory is going to have that same open aura. So everything there is going to be very, very much the same as a regular generator. And there's nothing, you know, regular about a generator. Of course, they're here to try everything and to feel good in what they do and to go with their gut. And manifesting generators are going to go with this theme as well, but they are going to embody some of the characteristics of manifestors, which I'm going to talk about next as well. But basically what they're doing is embodying kind of both of these characteristics to a degree a little bit more. And just because there is a manifestor type doesn't mean you can't manifest as any of these energy types. It just means that might not be exactly what you came here to do, or that's not how you're meant to necessarily operate. But we are all here to create the lives that we want to live by design, and we can use our human design chart to help us get there using the strategies that work with us and avoiding those not self themes. So for a manifesting generator, you guys are going to do really well to try a lot of new things, just like a generator who wants to bounce around from one thing to the next and see what feels good. Because of course, as a manifesting generator, you're going to embody both characteristics of the manifestor and the generator, but you are going to still be in that generator category by nature, because again, you've got that sacral center defined. So you've got this huge reserve of energy that you're waiting to just tap into, or maybe you're tapping into it, but you're not channeling it into, you know, a few specific things, or maybe one specific thing that really truly feels good in your life. Because again, the whole point of following your strategy and following your true nature and just like going in that state of flow and living in alignment with your human design type is to keep you out of falling into a, you know, a false life built on things that are not fulfilling. And so living in alignment with who you are and how you operate is ultimately the goal here. Next, we're going to talk a lot about manifestors. So you're going to understand that aspect of Manigens as well as this component of the manifestor archetype. So individuals that are manifestors are going to be embodying the initiation role, whereas a generator and a Manigen is more of a response role. So again, the whole key strategy here is as a manifestor to inform. It is coming from that initiation state where it's you're not asking for permission, you're simply going to make a decision and inform those around you that this is your decision. You're not asking for permission. And my fiance is actually a manifestor, which is really ironic because that's always been his mode of operation. And when I began to sort of uncover a lot of this stuff, like I learned that my entire family, I grew up with, you know, my parents and then my three siblings, and my mom was a manifesting generator, my dad was a generator, and all my siblings were generators, and I'm the only one that wasn't. And so like a manifestor, for example, is not going to have as much energy as a Manigen or a generator because they are not an energy type. Those are the only energy types. So these people make up about 9% of the population, and they're going to be, their aura is not going to be open. So it's not going to be giving and receiving constantly like a generator or a manifesting generator. It's closed. They're not asking for permission. They're not trying to take in anything from anyone around them. They're simply emitting. So they're putting it out. So if you picture like an aura emanating, there's this emanating outward because they are the creators of the experience that they want to experience. And they're not asking for what feels good. They're going with what they innately have chosen based maybe on feeling and gut intuition, but it's probably more likely just a desire wherever that source is from. And what's so funny about my fiance, which I love about him as well, is if you have looked into your Enneagram at all, I know I've referred to that before, but it's similar to a personality test. And essentially Evan gets, he's a peacemaker every time, which is so funny because manifestors are here to find a place of peace. And their not self theme is anger. So them living out of alignment would be them being in a place where they are angry or they're around angriness. And so the whole point is to stay in a place of peace, which is really funny because that is literally his Enneagram type as well. So I found that pretty reaffirming, at least from what I had began to understand about human design, because his chart, of course, was one of the first ones that I did as well. And so when it directly related to his Enneagram responses, I was like, wow, this really speaks volumes, because that's something he came to on his own, answering those questions truthfully on his own. And then this was something that was like literally very similar to astrology, where it's kind of like written into your programming. Which as you dive deeper into human design, you'll understand that part of the chart is calculated before birth. So part of it is maybe calculated from like past lives, or again, like I said, programming, depending on how you look at it, it could be based on what your mother experienced when you were in her womb. And so that was part of your psyche developing. Like no one truly knows, I don't believe. So however you want to see that, but then there are things that come from conditioning in our life, from everything that we experience, from our parents and our peers and our siblings and, you know, everyone around us, and every encounter we have makes a mark on us, especially in those younger malleable years. So a lot of the personality stuff does come from your conditioning. But the human design takes that all into account when it pulls up your chart. So you don't have to worry about any of that. You just right now, for again, understanding these main types for the sake of this, we're just going to focus on these basics. So manifestors, y'all are going to be most in alignment when you are being that individualist and being a problem solver from a personal perspective where you are making a difference. Maybe it's just in your experience. Maybe it's just like you're like, hey, I know I want this for me. I'm not asking for permission. I'm going to go live my life this way. And I'm just letting everyone that I know around me or don't know around me, maybe I'm, you know, putting myself out there and like, I don't care if you take it or leave it. This is what I'm doing. And so you guys are going to do your best when you are living in alignment with what you want to do. and not asking for that approval. And there are harmonious relationships with other charts and with other types. So oftentimes a manifestor or a projector will do really well to work with someone that is a generator or manigen, because they will provide more energy. So it's all about finding balance. As a manifestor, you're not going to be like a manigen or a generator where you're not going to have energy that you are physically generating from your being. So you're going to have to get that from other experiences in life and from other individuals. So you're going to thrive on different relationships as well. It's not about isolating as a manifestor. It's just about living authentic to your truth and not asking for that approval or permission. So again, I'm just going to go back and summarize the three we've talked about so that we're all staying on the same page, because I know it's dense, but generators and manigens, y'all take up about 70% of the population. It's a little bit more than half of them that are the generator category, and then a little less than half that are the manifesting generators from my memory. But for generators, again, you guys are here to build and to create with so much stored energy, just like manifesting generators too. You guys have this ability to hop from one thing to the next. And I actually encourage that, unless it is coming from a place that doesn't feel good. So that's asking yourself before you're committing to something and before you're making that decision, to avoid that not self theme of frustration, to ask yourself, you know, how would this make me feel? If you get a good feeling reaction, you know, it's those yes, no questions. So even the how does this make me feel, that was open-ended. So it's like, does this feel good? Like, ask those questions in your head or out loud and see what that gut reaction is before committing to something, because you want it to feel in alignment with what you feel feels good. And being in that state of free-flowing energy is when you are going to be living in alignment with your design. And so we know this goes for generators as well as manifesting generators, but to expand upon that with these manigens or manifesting generators, manigens are going to embody a lot of that manifestor quality that is to, you know, kind of proclaim and project what it is you're going to do. Like, you just sort of announce it before you act. So it's that informative action before the actual physical action. And this is going to serve manigens very well, just like manifestors, and help them conserve their energy as well. Because again, you guys have so much energy that you guys can tap into and share with the rest of us, but it's all about, where do you want that energy to flow? You know, so it's like, it's going to go where your attention goes. So what are you going to keep your attention on? Put your attention on what feels good. And then, of course, we just talked about manifestors. And so y'all know when you're out of alignment, when you feel anger, and that's not living in alignment with who you are and what you came here to express. So communicating is super important for you guys, on the level that you are letting everyone around you know, as well as letting yourself know what your intentions are. At that way, you at least know, like, you have that peace of mind. Because again, the theme here for manifestors is finding that inner state of peace to move in alignment with what you want to do. You know, it's like, you're not asking for permission. You're letting everyone around you understand you're already there. Take it or leave it. This is what you're doing, and you can be at peace with that. So next we're going to have projectors. And again, this is my energy type, so I know probably a little bit more about them, because obviously I'm going to be a little more tapped into that. I'm sorry, maybe it's the Leo rising in me that's like, it's the me show, but I do like to learn about all of them, I swear. I just probably retain more because I'm like, it did resonate so much. Like I said, I grew up in a household full of generators, so I could never keep up with them. Projectors are not an energy type. They do not have that sacral center defined. Again, those are only manifestors and manigens. Projectors are going to make up about 20% of the population. And using my words to try to create a visual aid in your mind, if you picture the aura of a projector, it literally penetrates the aura of another individual. Typically, it's like on a one-on-one basis, but their aura is really focused. So if you pictured like a sphere around your human vessel and that being your aura, it literally like reaches out like an extension, like an arm, into the aura of another. And so it is absorbing and really focusing in on their experience as well. So a lot of times projectors can be known for being able to like embody what somebody else is experiencing on a level of depth and intensity that others might not be so easily able to access. But if you think about how invasive that sounds, it honestly felt a little uncomfortable when I read that. And that makes so much sense that their strategy is actually to wait for the invitation. Because of course you want to ask permission before you are, you know, invading someone's space like that. And if your aura just innately does that, like a projector like myself, it is so important to make sure that there is a, you know, verbal contract and agreement in the air, and that you have been allowed into the space of somebody else. And so this doesn't go necessarily on such like a literal metaphysical or physical level. It actually has a lot more to do with what you put out into the world as a projector as well. So from what I've understood, projectors are really here to study whatever it is they're passionate about. They want to understand whatever it is in depth. And this could be maybe understanding law super well, or maybe it's understanding human design super well, or astrology, or maybe it's yoga, or whatever it is, you know, whatever lights you up inside as a projector, that is what you are here to dive deeper into. And projectors are all about working smarter, not harder. So back to that analogy that generators can bounce from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, from, they don't have to get from point A to point Z, not B, because I was visiting all of the letters in the alphabet. They can visit all of those letters as long as it feels good for them. They're going to feel burnt out only when they're doing it from a place that doesn't feel good. When they get to a point of frustration, that's when they're going to get burnt out. So they got to ask themselves constantly, what is their gut telling them? Does this feel good? Great, let's pick it up. If it doesn't, put it down immediately. Whereas with a projector, projectors kind of feel what lights them up inside as well, but they do not necessarily have the energy and the capacity to extend too much effort or energy beyond their passions. So it's all about honing in on what you know and working smarter and not harder and helping others do the same. So projectors have to be really mindful of their use of energy, because again, they are not an energy type, but they can really risk burnout in their, you know, regular life on a daily basis if they're not careful, which is something I experienced my entire upbringing as a projector in a house full of generators. Like I said, I couldn't keep up with them, and I didn't even realize that I was denying this aspect of myself. I always thought of myself as like, you know, weaker, or, you know, just like less able-bodied, but I also have really great solutions, and it works smarter, not harder, has always been my motto. And so it all just kind of felt really, really in alignment with what I was already experiencing. So maybe those themes are similar for you, and maybe you're a projector as well. But the hardest thing about a projector is like, okay, so what I've learned, they work best working not a 9-to-5. Like a 9-to-5 is super okay for, I guess okay is the best word I can come up with, because I don't like the idea of like a regular 9-to-5. It just has never resonated for me, but of course it would, and I'm a projector. But for a generator, that's very doable because they are an energy type. So they have high amounts of energy that if it feels good for them, they can typically do a lot easier and more efficiently. Whereas a projector doesn't have that energy to begin with. So they're going to do best working in small bursts of energy, and it's definitely not their own. Like it's like it comes from the passion, or it comes from somebody else lighting them up, or something lighting them up, and it only lasts for a few hours and then it fizzles out. So working a few hours at a time, creating a lot of space for self-love and self-care and self-rest, it all sounds pretty on paper. But when you think about the society that we're in, we are in a generator society. So a lot of us don't honor that. Like I said, my own household didn't honor that mentality of like, you need to rest and recuperate and rejuvenate in order to continue to live in this, you know, high energy, high moving, like go, go, go from one thing to the next. Like I literally was exhausted and depleted in so much of my memory of growing up in a household like that. So, and everyone else seemed just fine with it. So again, it's going to be hard as a projector to face the reality that, yeah, that all sounds nice. Would be nice to be a projector. It would be in a world that honored that. So if you are finding that you are a projector or a reflector or even a manifester who's not an energy type, you do have to honor that rest and recuperate and rejuvenate a lot more than somebody who is a generator or a mini gen. So even though the world might not honor that, you need to honor that, because it has to start within the self before it reflects in your reality. Another really challenging aspect of being a projector from what I've researched and experienced personally, is not feeling like you are being recognized for what you bring to the table. And I've also read that it could be not even recognizing that you have any sort of skill set. So a major question for projectors is, what lights you up? What have you researched? What are you an expert in? Or what do you want to be an expert in? And it's like, follow those instincts, follow those things that do light you up, that you want to help others with as well. Because a big part of a projector's journey is not only waiting for that invitation, because that's when you are going to find that recognition, but it's going to draw the right individuals towards you. When you are focusing on the things that light you up and studying those things and honing in on the best ways that other people can optimize their energy when dealing with whatever that is. And again, that could be anything from studying law to human design to yoga to whatever. Again, it's whatever you feel called into. It's going to help so many others, and that's sort of what a projector is here to do. You're like studying what you care about, maybe putting yourself out there in some way by like having an online program or having a podcast even. So it's like, of course, this isn't going to be one size fits all. Of course, this isn't going to attract a certain demographic, but there's a very specific demographic that maybe me as a projector, what I talk about on here and what I research and what I care about is going to help somebody else with. And it's going to be somebody else that feels like they want to take that invitation. So the next step as a projector that you can do again is put yourself out there. Don't jump down someone's throat. You're probably not going to be in the best situation if you are like a salesperson that has to like reach out to other people, because again, your aura being like very penetrating, it's like a headache to people. It can be annoying. You have to wait for that invitation to be in alignment with your energy type, which again, I actually don't think that one sounds good on paper. I think that that's like a really hard thing to deal with. And so it's easy to fall into bitterness. Just like for a generator, it can be hard not to fall into frustration when you're taking on so many different things and not sure what feels good. You've got to ask yourself what feels good again. So as a projector, to avoid bitterness and to avoid feeling a sense of unappreciation, you can prevent this by simply waiting for the invitation. It's almost like you can take a little bit of that manifestor aspect and perspective and be like, you know what? I'm going to say like, this is what I have to offer. This is the service that I can provide. I can teach you how to do this more efficiently, or I can help you in this way, and you can take it or leave it. And the right people will find you. You don't have to go door to door, but build something for yourself, because you have, I promise you, if you're a projector, you do have something to bring to the table that's going to teach people to work more efficiently in whatever it is you're passionate about. And if it's not about working more efficiently necessarily, it could be understanding something from a new perspective or a deeper level. And when people can go deeper and understand things from a new outlook, it helps them work more efficiently as well. So regardless, you're helping with efficiency, with your depth, and with your unique perspective. So this whole theme is going to be a little challenging. At least I think this one's super challenging. This one and reflectors feel like the hardest ones for me. And obviously I'm not a reflector. Again, that's 1% of the population, but it would be quite a trying experience from what I've read, because I don't have the best patience. And I think that being a reflector requires a lot of patience, but so does being a projector, which is probably what I'm here to master on some level as well. So as a projector, last thing I'll say is it's really critical for you to understand others on a deeper level. You're here to dive deeper, maybe not even necessarily into the psyche of others, but into whatever it is that lights you up and fascinates you. And you're going to study that. You guys are very success oriented. We are very much needing that respect and that almost reciprocation on some level, that we are getting that like gratification through, whether it be like words of affirmation. Like if you know someone that's a projector, if you love them, I feel like it is genuinely worth identifying what their love languages are, how they receive love, and doing your best to kind of express that to them, because it's really easy for them to feel unseen and unheard, especially having to have that patience to wait for others to see and hear them for everything that they've been studying. Because as a success-oriented projector, you are likely going to find a lot of joy in your work, and therefore you are going to be a bit of a workaholic, even if it's in smaller increments, and even if a lot of it's behind the scenes, you're going to need a lot of time to recuperate. And you might not get a lot of recognition for it at the beginning, but if you begin to follow these themes of following this waiting for the invitation and waiting to be invited in, what you have to offer is going to help people on a level of magnetism that they will not otherwise receive from another energy type. And this is going to be the most rewarding thing for projectors. And last but certainly not least, we have our very rare reflectors. Again, 1% of the population. Do not think, I do not see you and I do not hear you, especially after not feeling seen or heard as a projector. I see you, reflectors. I really do. Even if I only have one friend that's a reflector so far that I know of. Maybe I've got a couple, but let me dive into what I have come to understand about reflectors. And I will say, these are the ones I actually probably understand the least because I've found the least amount of free material regarding reflectors. But they're honestly like unicorns to me. Like, I don't understand them, and they almost seem like they're like these ethereal beings because their strategy is, it's known as waiting an entire lunar cycle. So that's following like the cycle of the moon to make decisions. And yes, a lunar cycle is a full 30-day period. So that is called finding some serious patience, people. So their aura is constantly absorbing, I think, observing and absorbing. So if you think about a reflector, as I said before, none of the energy centers are defined. None of the lines are defined. So they don't have any definition. So there's nothing that is holding them back. They're here to observe and sort of sample everything. So their aura, I think, has been genuinely defined as being a sampling aura. So it's like picking up little pieces and seeing how they feel and sitting with them for about 30 days to really get some clarity on it. And following the lunar cycles to do this is really optimal for this human design type. And their not self theme is going to be disappointment. So when they are completely out of alignment, they are in a state of disappointment, which sounds really sad. And I hope that my reflectors out there don't feel in a state of disappointment right now. And if you do, it's time to reflect on what your experience is for the next lunar cycle. And I think we are actually, as I'm recording this, I'm recording this and it's a full moon right now, but it will not be by the time this episode comes out. So wherever this episode finds you, you know, you could be listening to this real time, you could be listening to this years from now, who knows? I like to trust that the universe is bringing this information to you at exactly the divine time, at just the right time. And as this very rare unicorn in human design, as the reflector, you are actually very tapped into and tuned into the world around you. You're constantly observing and recording on a mental level everything without necessarily judging. I mean, that's the goal, I think, of everybody. That's what I constantly preach at you guys about is, you know, finding a place of when you want to manifest the life that you want, recognize what you like and what you don't like, but observe it. Don't judge. Don't come from a place of attachment and judgment. And you guys are professionals at this. So you're going to have a really beautiful ability to quickly pick up on what kind of energy is around you on a regular basis. So this could be like moment to moment. So from the minute you have your first phone call in the morning or your first encounter with a human or your first time out in nature, like you're going to feel the energy shift fairly easily because you don't have all of this extra drama going on in your mind. You're literally observing, recording, and reflecting, hence the name reflector. So some of the superpowers that come with this very unicorn-esque type is going to include, as I just pretty much explained, reflectors. You guys are going to be really tuned in to your intuition. It is going to be very common that these individuals are able to identify if it is a safe space or if it is not. And this could be like physically safe for your physical well-being from like a survival perspective, or this could be like, is this a spiritually safe place? Like, am I going to be oppressed in a situation with this certain environment, with these certain people, or is this going to be a place of free-flowing energy and does this feel good? You know, you're really quick to pick up on that on an intuitive level without really having to think or feel into it. It's like this knowing. So again, it's observe, absorb, reflect all of the energy you're experiencing, and everyone that you come in contact with, every environment that you go through, you are reflecting. You are the ultimate mirror for the universe. You are mirroring everyone and everything around you, and you're going to help people face themselves. And in doing this, you're also facing yourself. And that's what you're here to do. You're here to be this really wise observer of this life and the people involved in it. And you have this beautiful gift of reading the environment and the people in the environment around you. And you can meditate on this for that full lunar cycle. And you're going to find that this is going to help you tap into this intuition and this magic so much more, which is why I referred to you guys as unicorns, because it's like, I can't understand how like psychic you guys are, because again, it's just like everyone can manifest. Just because you're not a manifester doesn't mean you can't manifest the things you want in your life. Everyone is psychically tuned in. It's just some of us are going to have that more innately than others. So for reflectors, like, you're here to share that gift with this world. And as you begin to live in alignment with nature and live harmoniously with these lunar cycles, you're going to find that the universe or your reality and your experience of it is going to reflect back to you some different surprises. And this is going to keep you as a reflector super satisfied with life. Because again, you don't want to be disappointed. Avoiding disappointment is number one for reflectors. And what's more disappointing than an unfulfilling experience? And so to feel fulfillment in your life, you've got to tap into this innate power that you guys have. And again, like, it's super magical, and I probably am not even expressing the magnitude of your unique human design. However, again, I'm just trying to give you the tools to get yourself started and to get yourself inspired. Because as I said, when I discovered I was a projector, this inspired me in so many ways to express myself freely. And I was at the time, you know, debating, like, for example, I was like trying to decide what field to go into next. And I was thinking about going into sales and commission-based sales. And I was like, honestly, because I've learned this about my human design, like, again, talk about divine timing, I decided it wasn't for me because it's out of alignment with who I am and how I am. I think Tony Robbins, for example, is a generator. To be honest with you, I learned this a few years ago when I had just dove right into human design. So I actually can't recall if he was a generator or specifically a manifesting generator. But regardless, he is one of the types that is an energy type, being a generator or a manigen, which explains a major reason why. And if you think about what he's all into, even if he's not a manifesting generator, like, he's following what feels right for him. He's going with his gut instinct. He's sharing with the world the way that he wants to show up. Like, so many of these themes are going to be parallel across all of the human design systems. So it's not to say you can't be a motivational speaker just because you're not a, you know, projector or generator or manifestor or whatever it is. You can make it work. You can strategize using your human design chart. So in the case of Tony Robbins, for example, him being a generator makes him super magnetic in a way, because he's going to rile everyone up. And I know it's so iconic that people will leave his programs and those in-person things that he does, and even just like the motivational speeches that he shares online, and they'll feel really revved up inside because they've tapped into his energy. And he has given you that energy because it's an energy exchange as a generator. So maybe your gift as a generator is to share your energy with the world and to rile people up. And maybe it's something completely different. Maybe it's following a totally different passion. Like, it doesn't have to be in aiding the collective in raising their vibration, like I'm trying to do as a projector through podcasting and through talking about the things that light me up and inviting you guys to come participate and to come listen and to come, like, take these shortcuts, because this is literally like a decade's worth of information that I have accumulated and worked through and processed that I'm trying to simplify and bring forth for you all, and to also help me myself get through and process a lot of what I've already encountered and find what's most valuable and what is worth sharing. And so it's like you can use so many of these different themes towards your human design. Like, maybe I know that I might not leave you feeling super riled up and motivated, but maybe I've given you some clarity. And maybe it has, maybe I'm wrong, but I do understand that there are so many beautiful ways to incorporate your human design into your reality and into what you do on a ritual basis, on a regular basis in your routine life. And maybe that is changing career paths or choosing not to go for one that doesn't feel in alignment with how your mind, body, and soul operate, because that is taking into account these aspects of yourself. Don't deny these parts of yourself. I denied for so long that I was so freaking tired. I was so tired. I was so tired of trying to keep up. And now I'm to a place where I work pretty much remote. Most of it I can do in a few hours a day. There are some days, of course, that are longer than others where the work is in person, but it's like I've created time and space to focus on and study the things that I love, and I'm finally living in alignment and out of that bitterness of feeling unseen and unheard. I've created a space to be felt, seen, and heard. And so where are you doing that in your life as a projector or as a reflector? Are you honoring the cycles, the natural cycles? Are you honoring mirroring the world? Are you trusting your intuition, or are you denying yourself of your instinctive and intuitive abilities as a manifester? Are you life super angry at the world because you've let everyone beat you down when all you've wanted to do is just express yourself as you want to? That time is now to stop living your life like that. If you're a manifester and you've just discovered this and you've been living waiting for everyone's approval, the time to just approve yourself and move on and do what you want to do is now. So again, there's so many beautiful aspects to each of these and so many challenges too. And you're going to begin to identify all of these. Again, I'm going to link that jovianarchive.com website that I really, truly love. It's my favorite resource for human design because it gives you the foundation. And the thing I love about this website is most of it's free. There is a portion where I think you can buy a book and you can even sign up for the program and take the course and become certified in doing these different charts and learning how to do these body graphs and understanding and interpreting everything. And again, we didn't even go into the energy centers and we just scratched the surface of human design. Like, it is so intricate. Again, we talked a little bit about your personality versus design, but we didn't go into like the gates or the channels or even the planets. We really just really went over the surface stuff. So definitely check out the website. Not sponsored by them. They've never heard of me, but hopefully one day I get someone from there on here, and that'd be super cool to reflect on this. Maybe I would even put this little excerpt at the beginning, because I'm trying to manifest that. Even as a projector, guys, remember, if you're not a manifester, don't be discouraged. Your type is equally as valuable as all of the others. I feel like every time I do these for our friends, they are like, oh wow, well, I wanted to be a manifester. Everyone always says that, and I'm like, you know, there's so much beauty in all of these types, and you came here for a reason to express and experience in the way that you are here to do. And so live in alignment. And if this is yet another tool like astrology to help you get there, it's just providing you more personal power to navigate and to choose to tap into the potential or to not. And so, yeah, I hope you fall in love with it and get addicted to it like I did. So definitely check out the show notes for that link. And if we want to add on to this episode in the coming months, I would be more than happy to talk a little bit more about what I know. But again, I'd almost rather wait for an expert, as again, I want to begin interviewing people fairly soon. I don't know how soon exactly. My goal is to start within the coming months, but I do have a lot of travel coming up. And it is hard to balance this. It's not hard. I mean, it's well worth it. I do love coming on here and connecting with you, but it is definitely not my full-time reality. I definitely still have to work and balance my work life with my relationship life, with, you know, my hobbies and things. So eventually we will get there and it'll be at the divine timing. But for now, I really enjoy these solo episodes and getting to hopefully get you guys thinking about these things as well and getting you inspired on some level. Maybe not quite on the Tony Robbins ramped up level, but you know, we're here to express in our authentic way. And as a projector, mine's not going to be as high energy, but it still holds a lot of value. And however your human design chart looks, whatever you are, may you be a generator, manifesting generator, manifester, projector, or reflector. You provide so much value in your space and in the collective, and I can't wait for you to tap more into that and to express that with the world. And I thank you for listening along and for getting to know yourself on this new and intimate level. And know that the light in me honors and loves the light in you, no matter what, again, your human design type is. Although I do have a soft spot for my projectors because I feel the struggle. But on that note, namaste.